I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Earlier this week, NASA announced its Juno spacecraft entered orbit around our solar system's largest planet. I spoke with a Yale astronomer about the mission and what scientists hope it teaches us about Jupiter. We're humans, so we tend to think, not surprisingly, about Earth first.
The Earth is the most important planet for us, undoubtedly, but Jupiter is really the most important planet in the solar system.
Gregory Laughlin is a professor of astronomy at Yale University.
And Jupiter's formation was very responsible for sculpting the formation of all the other planets.
Put another way, Earth's story is Jupiter's. Laughlin says understanding the massive gas giant, best known for its bright cloud bands and great red spot, will help us learn more about how the Earth and solar system formed, and whether planets like our own are common elsewhere. To do this, Juno will study Jupiter's gravity field, which Laughlin says will give clues about the planet's core structure. The mission will also use microwaves to peer down beneath Jupiter's outer layer of clouds, like a place about 70 kilometers deep, where the temperature is about what you'd find on a chilly spring day here in Connecticut.
And the atmosphere would not be breathable, but the pressure wouldn't, kill you instantly. And it's raining like crazy at that level. It's raining water. Jupiter has a layer of water clouds, the thunderstorms below the clouds that we see when we look at pictures of Jupiter.
Understanding that, Laughlin says, will give insight into weather patterns back here on Earth and the amount of water Jupiter carries. And if you're looking for new high-quality pictures of Jupiter, those will be coming soon too, but you'll need a little patience. Engineers still need to tweak Juno's orbit to do all their work, and say official science collection isn't expected to begin until October. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.